Blog Talk Radio.
Take it how you want it. See it from both sides. Feel a nigga pain. Learn to walk a tightrope. Ever seen a rich nigga go broke? They putting liens on a nigga's things. Publicize your demise, and by all means, your family fortune is forever what you stood on. Sold dreams, fantasies, and put the hood on. You reap what you sow, and they speak in repossessions. To the coach itself, these are powerful messages. These niggas always smile when I came around. They let you know my reputation when you in my town. A real nigga, you gon' know that by the contract. Bottom line, blood, show me where the ones at. That paper, it get funny when publishing is involved. Mechanicals never matter, because that was your dog. Now your hands over things don't ever seem right. You make a call to keep your lawyer the green light. He look into it, then hit you up with the bad news. It's so familiar, he did the same with the last two. Mafioso, baby girl, cash rules. Every dollar accounted for, double them recruits. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my best life. The white man called stupid niggas. We spent it all, nothing front. Had it all, now we repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Time to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Plant poison in a nigga mind. Chillin' with your boys when it's time to grind. We both come from those humble beginnings. Still can't believe we never followed each other on Twitter. Funny thing is the animosity money brings. Real niggas out of style, we may be 1 in 3. Back against the wall, outnumbered by fuck boys. One bullet, one target, one choice. You can take a L, take a shell. It's still double M, still making mail. Made niggas respect my hustle on both coasts. I put the word out to see who hit back with the lowest. I need a hit handle, put me in touch with the closest. You still digging through ashtrays, killing the roaches. And I never took a L back when me fell. Just wrote the numbers all the way back up in retail. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my best life. The white man calling stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now we reach the death. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Can't be writing checks with your eyes closed while you living out of homes in different time zones. Mind blown, spinning strip you out your rhinestones. Pistol to your head, this that level I'm on. I apologize, Morty, but this all I got. Everybody in his office, we get out of night. I never met an artist who fully recouped. These deals, the deal dealers want to deal with you. Young niggas trying to act your wage. Buying belts you seen on other niggas' waist. Hoes fucking for photos, they wanna post online. Old time, sure they knowin' I'm that old mine. Put her on, all she needed was a gold sign. Black minks and gloves, nigga, the whole nine. See me on the road, shit, I had the whole mind. Do a foreclosure or foes just for soul signs. Death row, fast life. Foreclosed on my best life. The white man callin' stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't see, click, cutting bad checks. Time to learn what the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel.
Just like you and me, but she's homeless.
fucking with them hoes you niggas still can't afford. Made so many mistakes, I know that my niggas relate. Just to battle my case, so much shit they sat on my plate. She know me through records, but she don't know me too well. All this game is for sale, was priceless, I keep for myself. Shot fired, man expired, and it's Jordan 3's. Small talk, turn that page, that's all they ever read. You graduated, you still unemployed. You taken for granted, love is null and void. No longer one of few, young Langston Hughes. Jewish intuition, I'm following cues. Niggas on Versace, don't know Nicki Giovanni. Your paper chasing, can't see that it's running from you. My homies from the block, they labeled me cunning. No excuse for my success, so they say I'm a Sonic. I keep it 100, fuck her, I keep the car running. How she fuck on the back, that's to keep food on her stomach. Look at me, look at me. Really shit you niggas ever see.
Wishing on the ghetto star, I represent my tall man.
I start busting and they scatter like water bugs. Cause these west side niggas is harder thugs. Enslave us, but nothing can save us. I'm sporting Ben Davis, shooting at your neighbors.
Cause sometimes I feel like a nut. Don't give a fuck, wanna open you up.
Hot rock, fly from the back seat. And buster ass niggas run like a track meet. And if you caught in the middle, bleed more than a little.
What?
Yeah.
nigga that done took one for the hood.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, from the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble! A professional wrestling for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready?
Well, the event at which Dr. King made his famous speech was the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. And even as the King Memorial dedication has been postponed, a related rally for jobs and justice will proceed on Saturday, ending with a march to the King Memorial. It's expected to attract thousands of labor, education, and civil rights activists across the country. In the year before he was assassinated, Dr. King organized a Poor People's Campaign for Economic Opportunity for All Americans. To talk about the memorial and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, we go to Washington, D.C., where we're joined by longtime civil rights leader, Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend Jackson is also president and founder of Rainbow Push Coalition. And we're joined in Denver, Colorado, by Dr. Vincent Harding, who was a longtime friend and former speechwriter for Dr. King, who wrote his famous Beyond Vietnam address. He's also chair of the Veterans of Hope Project. Dr. Harding is author of several books, including Martin Luther King, The Inconvenient Hero. We welcome you both to Democracy Now! The sculpture in Washington, the statue, Reverend Jesse Jackson, can you talk about its origins, how there finally is in Washington, D.C., this statue on the mall that is not for president or a war, the first time a black man is being honored?
I suppose the gravitas is this journey, this 164-mile journey from Jamestown, Virginia, where slaves landed in 1619, 246 years of legal slavery, then 100 years of Jim Crow. That's the context of that struggle to make this a more perfect union. And Dr. King's role in it at that stage took us all to another level of hope and ambition. And so it's Alpha Phi Alpha Brothers, in a very ingenious way, came with the idea of having a statue on the mall and commenced to build a foundation, began to raise the money. The idea got traction, and now we see the result of it in this huge statue on the monument. And so not far from three presidents, Lincoln, President Lincoln, and Washington and Jefferson, stands the Nobel laureate, the man of peace, who was the world transformative figure on that mall. But in one sense, Presidents Lincoln and Washington and Jefferson are huge national figures. But none on that mall stands as tall as Dr. King, as a world transformative figure, the idea of human rights and freedom around the world.
Well, Reverend Jackson, Cornel West had a piece in today's, an op-ed piece in today's New York Times titled Reverend King Would Be Weeping.
Right now. Oh, this is Circus LA? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And look, we're about to make a move. We're going to do some, this Cliffy Bars, and we're going to do, like, some sightseeing. We want to go through Compton. How is Compton out there if we go filming out there?
It should be all right. You should actually,
truck, so I decided to take some pictures. You know what I'm saying? I sat down, took a couple pictures, you know what I mean, talked to the camera a little bit. But little did I know, the hat that I was wearing was one of the most hated gangs in LA. And we was driving around and we went past something called the Compton Fashion Center, which is also known as, we came to find out, the Compton Swap Meet, which is pretty much in the heart of the hood. So while we in there, somebody left. He seen us, left. He was at work. He left his job to come outside and talk to us about our fitteds. And this is what happened. This is exactly what went down.
I mean, shit, I mean, basically, dog, this is Compton, man, you feel me? This is one of the worst cities to be in California, dog. And I mean, this, Watts, Long Beach, L.A., you feel me? These are cities where it goes down that. It happens, you know what I'm saying? This is where
real
it all happens.
It ain't just movie shit.
Yeah, word.
Real shit, word.
Real shit. Man. So hold up. I need you to let the viewers know. All right, you seen me come in the store, right?
Yeah.
Just, how was I dressed?
You know, boy, ooh, 67, 68,
so y'all. So where y'all from? From what street to what street is y'all street?
Oh, but we from motherfucking
Central, all the way to Wilmington,
all the way to Rosemary,
all the way to
Boulevard, blood.
Yeah, baby.
Man, that shit, man.
That's
your
ass.
Like,
you fucking with the Cedars, you fucking with all the way to the east side, baby. You fucking with the Elms, too, baby.
We don't fuck with the east side, though. We west side, but I have to follow our route. Neighborhood, 151.
West side, though, all day, baby.
No love for no east side, man. No love for no east side, but always remember that shit, blood.
You gotta get that interior. Let them see the guts. You gotta see the guts. And AC work. AC do work. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. My girl in the front seat looking fine as wine, thin as wind. You know what I'm saying? That's what we talking about. That's how we do it in the city. West side.
Nobody got nothing to say to us, blood.
So the people from the East Coast, y'all, what y'all think with the Bloods? They true Bloods out there on the East?
Man, no true Bloods, blood. Fuck a blood, nigga. It's Power Root, blood. Power Root and Bloods is different, blood. We burgundy, blood. We don't got no red, blood. I got red laces in my shoes, but that ain't nothing. You see this burgundy rag? This burgundy rag right here, blood. And you see two peas on me right here. Nigga, neighborhood, Power Root, 151, original block, Power Root. Nigga, we run shit around here, nigga. Run shit, blood. Ain't that nigga say nothing to us, blood. It's our hood, blood. Ain't that nigga say nothing, blood. We don't want some funk, nigga. Holler at us, blood. We right here, blood. This right here, blood. This right here is the bricks, blood. This is the bricks, blood. We kill niggas at right here, blood. Niggas roll the ball, we pop on niggas, blood. Niggas ain't ready, blood. Peace to my fallen neighbors, Big Zach.
Big Zach, rest in peace, boy.
Divine, supreme, righteous power. All right. It's our time once again. This is the Supreme Being's broadcast and transmission. Transmission is brought live, of course. This is going to be a pretty good one here. I will not be here. Other than on the sidelines, this is now the Supreme Inner Being's time. It's second, and we're well past June into July, into the August, headed toward the September. So I've been gradually pulling aside here on how this is going to be taking place, of a plan that is beyond me, that I didn't plan. So, with that said, it's now time to bring about the supreme energy and frequency from within me. The all-powerful light, master of any master, the divine and supreme mind in our midst today. The all righteous and most powerful God in our midst today. It's not a spook. And also in his most powerful names, in which he does answer to, the Almighty El Sundara. And all of my great, supreme, divinest of names, do I give all the greetings in my quantum language of mathematical science, timeless motion. All right, as I resignate and allow the energy to complete its summoning, just one moment. The transformation is complete, and the power of powers is speaking. We have been giving you all bits and pieces of this and I wouldn't call them really bits and pieces, really pieces to the puzzle. No matter how big or how small the piece is to get the full and complete picture or the complete puzzle or idea, it all fits, it all relates, it all plays and is basically a part of a whole, of an entirety, as a puzzle is. We've been given this information out in bits and pieces and ideas for a while now. As I said before, since most of y'all won't listen and come on your own accord, that I'm more than powerful enough, or I'm more than prepared to either bring you by force or to remove you. You think the devil's way of cleaning up this planet, as far as, you know, his population control and annihilating you and letting you kill yourselves and drugs and alcohol and GMO foods and killing you in your water and poor health and all these other things he's got for you. You think he's something to removing you. I'll make you wish you were never born. I'll say that again. Of the power that I have of removing you, I can make you wish you were never born. You don't think so, because you got those lights that come on and your television comes on and you got your job to go through or go to, and they deal on electricity. My energy, not yours. You got your gas, your car, the pump that pumps your gas is ran on my energy. So, once the energy's cut, your electricity and power is cut, what are you going to do? They ain't going to be able to ring up your food to get his money. You ain't going to be able to go to work. Ain't no job going to be waiting for you once the power is cut. You won't be able to make it down the street with no stoplights. I'm serious, because I'm giving you a small indication of a reality that can happen in a blink of an eye just by cutting your electricity. Will change everything you ever thought of. This whole so-called reality you think is reality could be done in no time. As it's told to you, that the Supreme Being could shut this place down in a blinking of an eye, fold this place up like a window shade. This is true. But you think he controls the energy and power. He always shows you his power outages. Every summer he's got power outages. Too many of y'all using your AC and all these other things. So he can lose his world easily. He knows it. You don't know it, but he knows it. You know, it's easy for the child to think, you know, the parents always going to have the rent paid and there's always going to be food on the table. But the parents, the one that knows what it takes to produce that, a child don't think of any of that. He or she just think, the food just gets there and it's just there, depending how old they are. If they're really young, they think the food almost grows on the table. They have no recollection. This is the same with you. He knows he's in trouble in this world, but you don't know because you can't see beyond 5 minutes or the last 5 minutes I've been talking. You can't see beyond that. The Making of a Nigga is what my mid-self entitled for me and invited me and summons me to speak to you all. I don't play around, as you always see if there's any laugh and anything. I'm normally not here. Because the seriousness that's required of this day and time, it is rooted in the core of this existence. Because nothing can be accomplished without seriousness. The more serious a person is, the higher of the percentage or the higher of the purpose and will of them accomplishing what they're about. So that's why the willpower in which I possess is so powerful, because of the seriousness, how serious I am. Most of y'all, you are serious to a degree and this and that. Or you're serious, you take a ball game serious. That's somebody, he knows what he's doing with the world of sport and play. You're taking a game. Not building a world, not being a father to your children and to your wife, or husband to your wife. Not doing something constructive and using your mind for higher science and inventions and whatnot. Your seriousness, or the devil has your seriousness going on a damn game. A game. Nothing's going to be produced after that game. That's what makes it a game. You had fun, you played like children. That's why you all have such child minds, because you're always playing, pretending. No, a child plays, it pretends to make the toys real. It pretends to be something or be grown or be something or not. They play. You pretend as a child. When you become of age, pretending or playing, it's supposed to be over, playtime. You know, my mid-self wants to inform you all that it loves for me to take over and teach. It loves it. It's back learning just like you all. So when you say, oh, wow, what do you think that part of self is doing? I'm to awaken your soul, not your mind. Your mind could be changed and tampered with at a blinking of an eye. There's too many distractions out here. Too much television that basically distorts the vision or the idea in which you should have. Although when you are dwelling from within your core of yourself, as a person says, my spirit drove me to do this, or my spirit told me that, or told, that goes beyond your mind. your mind could convince your spirit otherwise. Especially since you're dealing with two different dualities. So how to make a nigga is very simple. First of all, a nigga is nothing. You're nothing. Can't be counted. Zero. How to make a nigga... Actually, pardon me, I just summed the idea. This is how to keep a nigga today. We got how to make a nigga coming up. How to keep a nigga. You know, is really offering the same thing on how you made a nigga. It's how you keeping them. Keep giving them nothing. As the great teacher used to say the term, you love the devil because he gives you nothing. He gives you a welfare check and poor schooling that you so-called call education you run to. He gives you a little job that you can barely live on without having hardships, which he creates. You know, these super wealthy people, they sit back and laugh at you all and your struggles and different things. It gives these people a thrill that you can't imagine, that they have the power over you and over your resources to manipulate it. The prices that once was a quarter for a loaf of bread, that was more natural at that, more pure. Now you get a loaf of bread that's not even 100% wheat or bread in it. It's got different preservatives and whatnot. You paying $3 and $4 for a loaf of bread. You don't think this place is finished? They laugh at that. So how to keep you as niggas, and I'm speaking that's white and black. A lot of you white folks that are white niggas, you all just ignorant as the black niggas. They don't know nothing, or they're nothing, and so are you. You what they call white trash. Don't know nothing. All you know is the same thing a nigga knows. Violence. You get turned on by the same thrill of nothingness as they do. Something violent. Or you can't see beyond anything to build or produce for yourself than doing something of criminality or selling drugs or doing something satanic. You have no knowledge of how to live, how to eat right for yourself, the same as the nigga does. You don't have any knowledge. Although you're white. Your family tree or your forefathers has ruled an entire nation or the world, per se, for a while. But you ain't smarter than the pet bull you training in your backyard. The pet bull you training has got more sense than you got. Because at least it knows who and what it is. So the main ingredient on keeping you niggas is to continue to keep teaching you or keep your mind at nothing. Nothing at all. It's like you have empty thoughts, if there's a such thing. empty thoughts. You think of something, although it is so off and so negative that it's like it's not even, it doesn't even exist. And if it does exist, it's a temporary illusion. You think that you can do all these wrong things and they're going to continue to happen. That's not, judgment is going to come. Wrong only exists till you get caught. You know, a thief can only steal until he gets caught, and that's the end of him. Right you can do for eternity. There is no end or no limitation to what's right. As we say, positive or light runs in a straight line. When you're doing wrong, it's only till you get caught. Bank robber keeps robbing banks. Finally, he gets caught. It's the end of him. You continue to think wrong and eat wrong, and when your body gives out on you, that's the end for you. A brief end. I normally don't teach on these type of topics here. I'm not usually invited. Although, I'm giving you an insight tonight. You're receiving absolute God knowledge. And if there is a God beyond his knowledge, come bring him down here. Go in and call on him. Call him to bring you a bowl of soup and see what happens. Where is he at for you? Other than this white boy that you go to every day, who's really and truly your God. He even gave you the picture that he's your God. That white boy, Jesus, that he gave you a picture of, driven or drawn by a homosexual. And it looks like a homosexual. Matter of fact, it is. Because that's the God of this world. It's homosexuality. That's the ruler of today. So much so, it is allowed. It clearly says, it's right there with stealing in the Bible that you all claim you so based on. It tells you in Leviticus about men sleeping with men shall surely die. But these people have convinced you it's good. Respect them. You know, the devil or Satan is a homosexual. That's why in the Baphomet, he has breasts and he has male features. Because they're letting you know he's a homosexual. He only impostures being a man. Although deep down he loves homosexuality. So you clearly see his world where women are pieces of meat and objects. Women that real men once admired and respected. Now they're just pieces of meat. The homosexuals have pattern your minds from the television. You know, that's their communication to you. That's their, matter of fact, that's their school of schools to you. It's your TV. You get the same program as you go to a school to get programmed. So you're always taught by that box. And the mentality you have, it's so limited. It's like your mind has been placed in a box. You can't think outside of that box. You can't think outside of religion. You can't think outside of sex. You can't think outside of violence or whatever else they have programmed you with. You're enslaved. You can't get out of that box, which is a psychological and mental chain. You've been put in bondage. You've been enslaved. I'm not worried about none of you all. Because I'm completely done. And we're not. You're going to see who's going to be able to save you. As I said, they already got the light show ready for you the other night. When everything does go down, he's going to still trick your mind. He will show you the white boy Jesus in the sky through his light show. He's going to show you Muhammad, if you believe in that. Raptures. He's going to show you all that stuff. If I allow him to. That's another topic. Although I just may, just to test you. A test means bringing out the best or the less. I want to see what you got. Are you the best or are you the less? Because I don't want the less. I want the best. So you either fail a test as the less of your mind or what you have acquired, or you ace it and become the best. All right, my mid-self wants you all to have a clip before I end up teaching until this class is completely over. And that's still with, we even open, we're still looking at the cover with me. The cover of my book is so deep, it can go on for eternity. So since he don't want you all to get overdosed, or it may appear that I'm showing out or whatnot, no. I am who I am. As I told other people, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not afraid of it. I am who I am. And I love being it. Because I'm just. I'm right and exact. I'm love. I'm passionate of what's right. I am right. And I am the truth. I don't have to learn the truth. I am the truth. So I'll let him allow this clip on. And I will be returning. So put your seriousness on, because the more seriousness that we have about this, the more change is going to take place. That's the 100% dissatisfaction, is complete seriousness. When you are completely serious about something, that's the 100. All right, returning back to the clips again on the topic of how to keep a nigga. Let's resume.
The greatest dip all my niggas,
baby. Yeah, baby.
Niggas. Niggas ain't ready to come back on wax. I have to come back to the corner list. I know you understand that last segment. You understand when I said I had that Benz, I have to come back and let you know I had that Benz, man. Motherfucker ain't playing out here. Niggas playing for keeps, man. Getting their paper, man. Putting the file out of them, huh? I put this out of an asshole, nigga. I didn't put this out of nothing but an asshole like that there, man. Huh? Two motherfucking P.I. scratch, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to go hit the corner and come right back like a real cop. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Let me go back.
I got a prime time. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I just had to come back to represent my big homie. You know what I'm saying? Let them know I wish you what I hear in the
city.
You know what I'm saying? Getting that money like a motherfucker all day, ain't that? I'm out.
All right, man. Thank you.
Nigga, we been on the news recently, you heard me?
We been on the motherfucking news,
bruh. Motherfucking peanut butter coming, killing old people and shit. Hey, yeah, nigga, y'all niggas is innocent, niggas.
And how y'all feel about rappers claiming they're gangbangers and all that?
Oh, they on
all them niggas are studio gangsters, man. Studio gangsters.
So what about his gaming? Is game a real gangbanger?
Hell, man, don't even speak. Oh, gang bull, because he represents Bomb. That's what we
see the black blood. See the homie.
Okay.
We know, baby. These my homies, though, baby. These my homies right here, baby.
You can
hire
all these jobs and get benefits. We're going to give you a little part-time pay. We ain't going to give you full-scale money until you bring that 90 days. Because they want to see FedEx, Post Office, UPS. They want to see if you're going to do what you say you're going to do, if you're going to come to work on time, if you work well with others, if you're going to show up when you say you're going to show up. Then, if you complete the 90-day probation period, they provide you with the benefits. Well, guess what? I told you at the top of the show, all of us got to have one of you. Because you know why? We cannot exist without you. We cannot exist without your touch. We can't make it without your skin, the way your hair looks, looking at your toenails. We can't make it without the way your breath feels on that cheek when you're talking to us. We can't deal without looking at the circles on your skin. We cannot function without your connectors. We can't function without your tongue. We cannot function, man, without you.
All right. I'll respond to the first clip. It's so comical to me, you know. It's difficult for me to even speak on it, although I will. All of that is the result of your love for your master, the devil, as I said earlier. And the love you have for him is death. Everything he does, he is to reflect his nature, which is death. In the water, it's barely livable for you. It's so poisoned and polluted, it's you barely can live on this planet with the water, the current state of the water that he's given you. I'm not saying there's other parts on the Rocky Mountains and wells and different things that has livable water. Although the water source that he is giving you is getting worse and worse and worse. The food, as I mentioned the other day, is why there's so much obesity and whatnot. It's not real food. If you look at the ingredients, most of the foods back in the days had very few ingredients because that's all it took. Now there's been so many additives to preserve the product for selling. Remember, the love of money for him is the root of all his negativity. In other words, he's giving you poor water, poor food, because it saves him money. It's not about what's right. It's about money. He guinea pigs you on drugs and pharmaceuticals, on your prescription, which is a professional word for addiction. He keeps you on that simply to fatten his pockets. The FDA, multi-billion dollar industry. So we can be here forever. You know, the death that you all are producing in the prison industry, as what was mentioned the other day, that you can go and put money on the stock market for the prison industry and legalize slavery out of there. All the stuff you making and telemarketing and what, you don't know who you're talking to. They go and pay you 10. They know 10 cents an hour to you is something to you because you're a slave in there. You may negotiate a little bit, have them pay you 50 cents an hour. But he's getting cheap labor out of you. He's there dealing with you to get cheap labor, slavery labor out of you. So he don't have to pay $10 an hour for somebody to take calls. He'll take you and give you 50 cents an hour, cheaper than another country. So everything he does magnifies death. Can't even find a marriage today. That's death. He's messed it up so badly, man and woman can't correlate. Because what the man used to do to make him a man, now the woman is doing. Now she's taking care of herself, for she don't need no man to take care of her. All she needs a man for is penis. And that's not a relationship. Meanwhile, your children's going to hell, making the planet worse. Because neither one of you all are being parents as a collective because you're too busy chasing money. The American dream. So with these niggas, everything that they said magnified death. They talk about how many times they've been shot. That's so cool that he's like, oh man, he's really programmed you all. He keeps you by you magnifying your own ignorance, your own death. Somebody gets shot, he taught you how to praise it and honor it. How to be glad when you go to prison and you wonder why you're such a homosexual. You're praising each other and praising yourself for going to prison and being up around a bunch of other males where your woman is taken from you. And that's okay. That's praise and okay for you. Then while you're in there to screw another guy, as long as you don't get screwed, you say. That's praise. Oh man, you done got him. Or he did this for you. He sucked that. He did that. I was there when you all talked that stuff. I was there listening, looking right at you. You just didn't know who was watching you. So he was he even has had you to praise your own homosexuality and death. He loves that. That's why he don't do nothing to stop you. He wish he can join you in certain degrees. Although he doesn't have that much self-hatred like you do. So those are ideas on how you keep a nigga. You continue to feed him what he embraces most, ignorance. Then old Steve Harvey's telling the with his book and whatnot, and you know, he used to be a wannabe pimp, Steve Harvey. His boys were pimps and whatnot. I'm not saying all pimps are bad as far as that. Like everybody else, you know, there's good and bad in everybody. Although the type he has is it not so much a woman. He's just a person that likes to hustle for a dollar. So between his reality show and his books and whatnot, he knows women not only spend the most, they all practically make the most. Particularly so-called black females. So he'll sell you a good book that he know you'll like and buy. See if you get a little leverage and whatnot on your against your so-called man, who's been made a little boy by the white boy because he doesn't want to stand up and be men. He can't even take care of his seed and be a man. That's what little boys your white slave master has made. He don't make you men. When he called you back in the days, boy, come here, boy. You're still boys. And your female knows you're a little boy. She even called you that. He done ran his mama's house like a little old boy. Or he don't want to take care of his responsibility. She's calling you out. Then when you go to prison, you still the white boy's boy. You still his little boy. Then you're for sure a slave then. You go under that 14th Amendment that they talk about. So anyways, he has this thing called the 90-day rule or whatnot, which is basically to give the female the authoritative power of the man to make her, make him succumb to her wants. Not each other's wants and needs, although her wants. And he see, you know, how bad he wants, which none of them can last. None of them Negroes last no 90 days. You know. First of all, she'd be glad if she lasts 90 days. Matter of fact, on the movie, they were showing that. I watched a little bit of it a while back. One of them couldn't make the 90 days herself. I'm not saying a courting can't last 90 days, although a courting, when you're courting culturally, it's not about seeing who you should already know that you all have agreed on something, had an agreement with one another and whatnot. That's being fair. not you trying to systematically test somebody. You ain't going to get no relationship like that. First of all, any person can fake it. They say fake it till they make it. Although if you have a mutual agreement and you know what to expect from one another, it ain't no fakeness. You both were open and real about what you want as a couple in a relationship. And that could be whatever. So that's the idea there. I will see if any of y'all have any comments or questions or whatever, or even if you like to build an idea and thought with me, maybe something resonated in what was said. Since that is a major part of this class, because after the teachers taught, you know, we, to make sure our class has learned, we call on students and question them. Say, well, what is such and such and such and such? Okay, well, come up to the drawing board here and draw it up for us. You all call it a chalkboard. Not that the teacher can't just put down the answers for them, although that doesn't mean that the teacher has did what the teacher is to do, which is to make sure his or her students has learned. Some of y'all heard me say that before. No biggie. Let's see, we got people, some of y'all wrote some things down on what, let's see, embarrassed, ashamed, patience is virtue, that's why Biggie says dead controls you, or is that deep? Okay, well, we got about 6 minutes that I'm going to be permitted tonight to come and teach here. You know, I'm really face-to-face in this day and hour to, as we say, I'm right next door to the Show Me State. You know, Kansas City is the Kansas. And right across is Show Me. So Kansas or Kansas. And the other cross wants us to show them. So I always go to the Show Me State a lot and whatnot. And that's the next phase. Show me. Show me. So, I can't wait to see any more than you. A different reality. So I will promise you. You're gonna be shown. You think this place is gonna exist forever? You got another thing coming. Is phasing out as we speak, although just not fast enough. Only fast enough. We only allow it to go in degrees or slow. See if you wake up. But you're so slow on waking up and slow in no waking up. Some of y'all just gone back in a deeper sleep. So because of those things, you're going to have to be rudely awakened. As they say, the rude awakening. Rudely. You're going to have to be awakened up in a funk. Yeah, we got a little post that I have on there. And people was just continuing the post on, you know, a lady with back or junk in the trunk and all that. You don't comment or participate on nothing else of any substance. You all's mind is on a piece of ass. People like you all, I'm going to really... You all will be glad to exist here anymore. You probably will see I'm doing you a favor. I'm serious. You may ask, well, how am I going to get here? How am I going to do that? Very easy. I might let your slave master blow your brains out like he's doing. Or give you cancer, as a lot of you all have. You just it just hasn't shown itself for them to notice it or you to notice it. You got death already in you. I can just enhance that. You all will be sick, not knowing what the hell happened to you. You don't think that can take place. All right, I'm thoroughly over my time here. Otherwise, I will go deeply over time if I don't control and contain that. All right, with that shared, I'm going to go ahead and get off this line. I'll leave once again. It's timeless motion, the eternal power.